288. Sing hymn 288. Say, please. Before our prayer, we have a short message for our mutual encouragement. First, let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 29. Matthew chapter 25, verse 29. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. For humans' viewpoint, it seems unreasonable. However, in the God's work, God's ministry perspective. This is the principle Lord Jesus Christ give us. For God's way is higher than our way. God's thought is higher than our thought. We hope we can receive more and more, especially when we want to serve God, when we want to serve brothers and sisters, when we want to serve the church, we hope our gifts will come from above more and more. Because we know the things from above are limitless. The Holy Spirit, the love of God, the words of God, that is limitless. So what should we have to receive more from Him? Because here say, if we have something, and God will give us more. So we should have something and receive more from above. So let us think about it. What should we have? We need the work of the Holy Spirit in our service. The work of the Holy Spirit is a key point for every work in the church. So what should we have? And then we have the Holy Spirit work among us. Let's turn to Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, verse 9. Verse 9, on the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. Verse 10, for Israel had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it and to teach statutes and the ordinance in Israel. Israel, he is the one came back to Jerusalem. He came back with some people followed him. So here mentioned it took them several months from their place went to the Jerusalem. In verse 9 say, according to the good hand of his God upon him. It means on the journey to Jerusalem, God guide them, God protected them, God's good hands on them. God's good hands, in today's term, in our serve, there is the work of Holy Spirit among us. How could Israel receive the God's power upon him? Verse 10 is very important. Here, verse 10 mentioned Israel, he is a person. Here say Israel had prepared his heart to seek the law of the law. He prepared his heart to search the words of God. So he used his time, his spirit, his energy to search the words of God. So God's power upon him, especially the journey from Babylon to Jerusalem. That is the first steps of his ministry. Usually, the first step is very important. If first step can be could be successful, and the following might also can be success. So the first step is very important. So the first step, they should saw the guidance, the power of God. So how could this happen? Because he mentioned Israel, he paid attention to God's words. So today, you want to receive more from above, the power of the Holy Spirit, we should also pay attention to the words of God. Read the Bible, study the Bible. This is the foundation. This is what we can have. So according to the principle of Lord Jesus, the more will be given to you because you have God's words in you. In our ministry, we need more gift to work. So what should we have? We want to more gift. But the first, we should have something, and the gifts from above will give us. Let's turn to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, verse 24. 24, for Barnabas was a good man, full of Holy Spirit and of faith, and great many people were added to the law. Barnabas was sent to Antioch to help the holy work there. Here mentioned, Barnabas was a good man. It means, in the church, when we say this is a good man, it means this person had a very good spirituality. How could we have a good spirituality? Because in the ordinary time, we cultivate ourselves. Use the words of God, use the love of God, use the spirit of God to cultivate our spirituality. When we have a good spirituality, the gifts from above will give us more and more. So Barnabas, he had a very good result when he worked in the Antioch, because the last sentence say a great many people were added to the law. The holy work in the Antioch was very prosper. But when Barnabas went to there, he ate more blessings to that area. How could it be? Because Barnabas, he is a person. In God's eyesight, he has something. So according to the principle of Lord Jesus, the more will give to him. So what should we have? Spirituality. When we serve God, we know we need a gift from above so we can accomplish our task. How could we have the gifts from above? We should have good spirituality. For this reason, even this is an MVP event, but we also emphasize in our spiritual cultivation, we have Bible reading, we have prayer section. For what? All of this help us to cultivate our spirituality. As long as we have good spirituality, then we can receive more from above. There are so many tasks in the church. When you join the holy work in the church, you will realize deep gradually, we should do this, we should do that. How come nobody do this, nobody do that? There are so many important issues. It's supposed to have something, some people to take care, to take in charge. So it means when we have zeal for the house of God, we will realize we should walk and work. And the holy work is also a spiritual battle. So we will realize there are so many spiritual battles in front of us. We should fight and fight. Yes, we need, we know we need work and work. We know we need to fight and fight. But the wisdom, the strength, need to come from above. So what we should have, and then we can receive more and more from above to face our work, to face our battle. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. 9. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." 10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with the Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. 11. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. 12. But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until going down of the sun. This is one of the famous battles in the journey of the wilderness. They won the battle. There are so many reasons they won the battle. The main reason because they received the help from the above, so they won the battle. So in the same token, today, when we serve God, we know it's not just you do something. Usually, in reality, we are fighting the spiritual battle. So we also need the help from the above. So how could they receive the help from the above? What did they have? Of course, they have many things, but one thing, even we emphasize many times, I would like to emphasize again our prayer. Here, Moses, he knew they needed people to go out to fight. They needed the brave people. They wanted to fight for the people. But Moses, he also knew he should not neglect the secret prayer. Even here did not mention Moses' prayer, but from his attitude, we know he was not just to stand at the hill and look and looked what's going on. He lifted up the roar of God. That is cry out to God. That is prayer. So don't neglect our prayer. This is what we should have. Because we have enough prayer, so according to the principle of Lord Jesus Christ, he will give us more. Nowadays, we do have good plan and good organization. But what we need to make our plan and organization living. Plan is just a plan. Organization is just an organization there. If there is effective carry out, that is that. We need to have our good plan, good organization living. So what should we have? Our fervency, our zeal. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 26. Therefore I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into the subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Verse 27. Here, once again, Apostle Paul, he emphasized his spirituality. Verse 26. Even Paul, he is a man of prayer. So, for sure, he will receive more gifts from above, receive more strength from above. But here, he also mentioned, I run thus not without a certainty. I fight not as one who beats the air. It means he had goal, he had prayer, even he had very simple and functional organization. In our ministry, in the church, it's not because we are so spirit. We don't need a plan. We don't need an organization. Yes, we do need help. How could we let our plan and organization live in? That is the key. Let's also turn to Judges chapter 7. Judges chapter 7. Judges chapter 7, verse 16. Judges chapter 7, verse 16. Then Gideon divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. 17. And he said to them, "Look at me and do likewise. Watch. And when I come to the edge of the camp, you should do as I do." 18. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets on every side of whole camp and say, "The sword of the Lord and of the Gideons." We know this is also a wonderful, successful battle. How could they have this wonderful harvest? Because these 300 men, they have fervency, they have zeal to fight for God, for their people. So here say Gideon's, he got them together and divide them into three companies. This is the plan. This is the organization. And Gideon told them, "What should we do? Step by step." There is order. How could they have order? Because they have plan. They have organization. And how could these 300 men, they can accomplish such a great task? Because they have fervency. They have zeal to serve God, to serve their people. So their plan, their organization become deep. Not just a plan, just an organization. That is dead. So when we have fervent, when we have zeal to serve God, and we will receive more from above. Finally, let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. What I like very much is they were of one heart and one soul. This is also very important. This is also we should have. And then we can receive more from above. If we want to discuss one issue, 10 people, it might have 5 ideals. Even 10 people can have 10 ideals. If we want to answer a question, 10 people might be have 2 answers, 5 answers, even 10 answers. That is nature, because everyone is unique. Everyone have different background, different thinking, different so on and so forth, because everyone is unique. But we need to work together. We need to have one heart and one soul. What is the meaning of teamwork? Together, everyone accomplished more. Together, everyone accomplished more. This is so-called the teamwork. So we are here to train ourselves to have the spirit of teamwork. In the future, more and more heavier and heavier church tasks will be on your shoulder. So, thanks God, we have this opportunity here, know each other, we work the project each other. Even we might just accomplish a little, but from this a little, we learn, we cultivate the most important one, the spirit of teamwork. In the future, because you have this experience already, you can work together, one mind, one soul, one heart. So wonderful. I will foretell in the future, you will accomplish greater and greater the task in the kingdom of God than what we are doing now. Think about this principle. We should have something. And God, the Lord Jesus say, more be given to you. Please come forward and pray together.